With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last month on this program, I raised the possibility that Maryland Governor-elect Larry Hogan could try to repeal water pollution control regulations for the Chesapeake Bay when he takes office in January. On Monday, Hogan announced he would do just that. During a speech before the Maryland Farm Bureau in Ocean City, Hogan said his first fight as governor will be to overturn new poultry manure regulations meant to reduce phosphorus pollution into the bay. A tape recording of his speech was not available, but here is Hogan, a Republican, explaining his opposition to the Democratic O'Malley administration's manure regulations back in October.
Look, we all agree that we need to do more to clean up our greatest treasure, the Chesapeake Bay. And phosphorus management is something that's very important. But when you don't bring all the stakeholders to the table to sit down and get their input, and you pass just onerous regulations that could devastate an entire region of the state and kill one of our biggest industries, that's when it's gone too far.
The manure regulations proposed by O'Malley on November 14th would not shut down Maryland's poultry industry, which produces about 300 million chickens a year and about 1 billion pounds of manure. The rules would, however, require farmers to test their fields and modify their fertilization practices. Farmers would be restricted from applying more poultry manure as fertilizer to fields that are already saturated with phosphorus from chicken litter. The goal is to prevent excess phosphorus from running off into streams and causing algal blooms and fish-killing dead zones in the bay. Poultry industry records on file with the Maryland Department of the Environment show that Eastern Shore poultry operators in 2012, the most recent year available, spread about 3 times more manure on their fields than their crops needed. Donald Bosch is president of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science.
We have a lot of poultry manure in small areas, and that the interest of disposing all of that on fields results in the overapplication of phosphorus because the poultry manure is relatively rich in phosphorus to nitrogen that the plants require. So if we put on enough manure to satisfy their nitrogen requirements, we're putting on far too much phosphorus. That builds up in the fields and then leaks off into the environment.
Governor-elect Hogan criticized the new manure rules as, quote, midnight hour regulations by the outgoing administration. But actually, the rules were first promised by O'Malley in 2010. And then introduced and delayed for 4 years to allow input from farmers and an economic impact analysis. That analysis by Salisbury University last month found that the cost of the regulations would be about $22 million, but the economic benefits would be nearly 5 times higher, $100 million, when all of the positive effects of cleaner water and restored Chesapeake Bay are taken into account. State Senator Paul Pinsky is chair of the Senate Environment Subcommittee.
While farmers say it might cut into some of their profit margin, what about the people who promote tourism, who sell boats or have docks, or the watermen who, if we let this go unchecked, are going to be out of jobs? So, I mean, this has economic implications beyond just the agricultural community.
A political battle is looming in the General Assembly next month over the future of the Chesapeake Bay. The big question is whether the elected leaders of Maryland will have the vision and courage to stand up for regulations that scientists and the poultry industry's own records say are absolutely necessary, but which do require investment and sacrifice for the common good. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.